Blog Talk Radio.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash.
What happened here was a PSYOPs campaign, an incredible government propaganda campaign.
This aggression will not stand, man.
And is the essence of this that what they did was what the Pentagon did was illegal?
Yeah, what they did was illegal.
In our country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
They're gonna put you all back in chains.
If somebody wants to build a coal-fired plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
I experimented with marijuana and found it through, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale.
It's just very disturbing that they would, even consider using our military to try to adjust it. Justify an invasion of another country.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
What if we were living in an age of the Tocqueville's grim warning that a republic will crumble when the government learns to bribe the people with their own money?
I am the wellspring from which you flow.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
And now, broadcasting live on NWO Truth Radio and Truth Emerges Radio, it's the Friday Night Super Show. And here are your hosts, Dennis Ford and Lee the Mouth Pierce.
Oh, can you feel it, folks? That's right, it's Friday night. The Friday Night Super Show back here in full effect. I am your host, the Mouth, laughing and scratching at you, joined as always by my tag team partner on this very special night, Mr. Friday Night, Dennis Ford.
Hello, Lee.
How's it going, brother?
Good, man. I had an outstanding day. One of the best days I've seen in a while.
That's always
a good thing. You know, yeah, it could have been better, but can't complain, man. A lot of love, a lot of people appreciate, you know, showing me, telling me happy birthday and stuff on Facebook. That's one thing, but, people showing that they care about you. That's always good. So,
yeah,
man, good day.
Kind of feels nice, doesn't it?
Can't complain. Yeah. Wish every day was like that. But I'm alive another year, you know, and like I said, I had a great day today. I haven't really got into celebrating, if you know what I mean, but that's coming sooner or later here, maybe tonight on, you know, the show a little bit, I don't know. But I do know, like I was talking to you, Lee, I do have to step out for, you know, half an hour maybe. I know I'll be back before the second hour. I know that. But, yeah, here at the beginning of the show, I do have to make a road trip real quick. And hate to do that, especially on the show like this, a special night, you know, birthday special show. But time window opened up, and this is the only time I can do it. So I have to definitely take care of that.
Everybody can understand that.
You know, like I said, I know I'll be back before 10, if anything.
That's for sure. I've got a special dedication here for you. It's just about 2 minutes here. I don't want to waste 2 minutes of your time before you leave and play this one for you. This one's for you, Dennis Ford. gotta take this time to tell you, man, happy birthday. We love you for everything that you do, man. And this is just the PG happy birthday wish from me. The second hour, I've got one. You're going to love it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to say happy birthday to you.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And thank you.
No problem, man. I'm not going to run the whole damn 2 minute song, man, and waste all that little bit of time. It's been an informative week, nonetheless. You know, exhausting almost, as we talked about before the show. You know, with the whole 9/11 week and observing the anniversary of this, remembering those that died in that false flag attack by trying to seek the truth in the event. It's been like a tear on the brain, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. And talking about 9/11 throughout the week, I mean, I did a show last night and a few other shows I've been tuning into, but I haven't really been laying on it all week like you have. But still, you know, going over stuff, reliving everything, seeing stuff come through your news feed, you know, the whole 9/11 thing. All over again every year, it can take a toll on you, man, after a while. And, you know, let us not forget that, you know, people did die on that day. So it was a tragic event in American history, and it's just a shame, man, that our government is behind it. You know, and I, at this point, I really don't care if people believe, you know, that aspect of it. But if you believe the official story, you really need to look in the mirror. You know, you might want to check yourself out. See if you're okay in the head, you know, maybe get checked out, because you cannot tell me that event could happen the way it all came to pass. You know, it's not something that devastating cannot happen on our soil, and they had to know about it. So, again, if you believe the official story, that's up to you. Like that group, Lee, you know, I'm not going to mention the group, but those people in there love the government. You know, I don't love the government. I can't stand the government. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's not a violent threat or anything like that. I'm just saying these people are, man, they're idiots. They're corrupt. I mean, I could go all day long about, you know, these people in our government. And it's, you know, we all know. Like I was talking to, you know, Payday last night, and we were talking in the second hour of the show. He called in, and I was telling him, you know, we were going over a few things. And I always say this, but it's true, you know, because people, you know, they know that the government's full of crap and they lie about so much stuff. I mean, that's another thing. We could run off a list of everything they've lied about. But when it comes to this event, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, they told the truth this time, especially, you know, especially on the 9/11 magnitude. Oh, yeah, they wouldn't lie to us about that. Not at all.
No.
But they lie about
everything
else. They did. You know.
They lie about everything else, but no, they didn't lie about that. And you know, it's like the sacred cow. It's the 800-pound gorilla in the room they don't want you to talk about. And, you know, even my ex-wife and I, she's like, she wouldn't listen to any of the shows this week. She's like, no, because you're doing these 9/11 shows, and I don't agree with you on 9/11. And I was like, why? She's like, I think it's disrespectful to the dead. And I'm like, what's disrespectful to the dead is not only the 3,000 people that died on that day, but the 2.5 million that have died since as a result of it. You know, that's the crime here. I mean, that's what's disrespectful. You know, that all this is based on a lie and a set of lies, a conspired set of lies, and people need to understand that, and we need to bring these people to justice, the people that were actually responsible to it. You know, we're over there hunting down brown people, and they're acting like it's, it's all their fault. We got to get these guys over here. They're just crazy. And, you know, a year ago, especially with this whole ISIS and ISIL or whatever the hell icicles you want to call them.
Right, right.
You know, I really don't care, but.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just another push
new
for
boogeyman.
War based
also,
on a lie.
Yeah, the whole thing, man, 9/11. Look at all the things that have rolled out since 9/11. You know, protecting us by taking away, you know, our freedoms, the little bit of freedoms that we do have. The spying, the NDAA, the Patriot Act, all that stuff, man, unrolled after 9/11. Also, the war on terror. If you look at the war on terror, that's like the war on drugs. It's never going to end because, again, the government wants to play both sides of this war. They don't want to say, you know, the term war to the United States government is not what we are perceiving it to be. They perceive a totally different definition of that word. To them, that means we're going to fund terrorism, and then when the terrorists piss us off, then we're going to try to kill them. But in the mm-hmm. meantime, let's give them guns, just like we do the yep. drug cartels and everything else.
So, we've got to make them dangerous.
Like I said, the definition of that, yeah, when they say they're going to war on something, watch out, because what they're saying is that they're going to create boogeymen every couple of years that they actually created themselves. You know, they're going to tell us about it, but they're behind it. You know, the whole Al-Qaeda thing, Hillary Clinton, you know, we created Al-Qaeda. You know, we did that. Now they're the bad guys. Now we got to go in and shut them down, and that's what's going on with ISIS. You know, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a continuous thing that's going to continue to happen because, again, they like wars, and whenever they tag war onto something, whether it's the war on drugs or the war on terror, they profit from it, and that's their yeah. bottom line. They could care less about stopping terrorism. They don't give a shit about that. And, in fact, I read a post about 9/11 by somebody I just recently ran into. She actually makes music, and we've been talking the last few days about having her come on because I found her music. She was doing a GMO. She was, you know, she was doing a freestyle, but it was talking about GMOs. And I was like, wow, it's crazy, you know, just finding it in my news feed. And I've been talking to her, and she posted something, and she said, you know, F the government for, all, you know, 9/11. And that's true because, again, you can't put it in your head and say, you know, NORAD just was not around that day or, you know, all these defense
yep.
systems. Like, we still haven't seen a picture of – we haven't seen a clear picture of anything hitting the Pentagon. All I see is that missile-looking white blur that shoots across the screen real fast. We've never seen
yep.
anything – you know, all this stuff is classified, man. And when this shit is released, people are going to be like, oh, well, you know what? We didn't know. We didn't know at the time. You know, we're sorry. We didn't know, but all
yep.
this stuff's going to come out one day. Hopefully in my lifetime. You know, hopefully before I die, I can be like, yep, I knew that way back in 2014.
Right.
I knew
it's
that.
It's just like you said, it's not going to stop until, you know, because they're going to keep doing it and until we put a stop to it. You know, we got to tell these, you know, these
mm-hmm.
ass clowns, hey, enough is enough, pal.
Hey, you would think, you know. You would think. And also, you know, sending young men and women over there to fight in these wars is a bad situation. Like, I understand people want to defend their country or be patriotic in a sense, but a lot of these kids are not signing up for the military to do anything but go to college or get a good residence. And a lot of, I mean, I live by a military base. You know, it was on lockdown 2 days ago. Come to find out, Lee, I don't know if you heard the whole story here.
No.
Actually, the guy that they stopped, that the dog triggered, the dog was sniffing the car, and the dog barked, and it was a bomb-sniffing dog. So they were like, oh, shit, you know. So they shut it all down. Come to find out, I know the guy. I grew up with him. This dude had a 5-gallon gas tank, you know, a gas thing in his back seat. That's what the dog alerted on. So all this confusion was over him just bringing gas back to, you know, cut his grass
probably.
Or whatever he was doing.
Yep.
So all this madness was over that. Ain't that crazy?
Insane.
You know?
Just insane. How do these
and
people...
And they asked him...
Boy.
I'm going to get him on. I'm going to get him on one night. I'm going to try to reach out to him because, like I said, we did grow up together. I've been friends with him for a long time. I didn't know that he was still active on Facebook because I hadn't heard from him in a long time. But when I posted the other day, hey, the military base is on lockdown, he commented in the threads. And I was like, you know, I wrote back. I was like, oh, damn. Like, I didn't even know that this was, you know, somebody I grew up with that was in the middle of this chaos.
Yeah.
Anyways, he said they questioned him back and forth, tore his car apart, you know, all the crazy madness that was.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
you would have had to been here, you know, been in this area to see what was going on. But it was hectic, man. There was, you know, it was like a worldwide alert. You know, everything they were about to just shut everything down over some gas in somebody's backseat. So, yeah. And they gave him a bunch
God
of crap, too. They were like,
oh,
you know it's 9/11? Yeah, do you know it's 9/11, sir? And he's like, yeah, I know what day it is. They're like, this is why we're on high alert and all this, you know, crap. And it's funny, man. I mean, it's not funny, but it is funny if you think about it because it freaked me out, man. I was like, what the hell is going on around here? And it's because of a gas tank. You know, 5 gallons of gas shut down my whole town for about 4 hours. Isn't that something?
Well, it's the fear. It's that predicated fear. It's that predicate. Well, I'm going to let you go handle your thing, man, so.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce out. And also, Lee, when I get back, you know, we'll go over some other things if you want, man. I'm pretty sure some people are going to call in tonight. I want to let everybody know I will definitely be back for the second hour so we can do the birthday shindig type thing. And hopefully some people can come out tonight and, you know, celebrate with us a little bit. And then we'll go from there. But
here.
I will be back. Okay. Yeah, give me, like I said, I'll be back definitely before 10, before the second hour. I know, if anything, that'll be the latest. But as soon as I get back, I'll jump back in and unmute myself and let you know. All right?
No problem. No problem, man. Hey, take care. Drive safe.
Actually, hold on. Before I do leave. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do my best. I think we have a familiar number here. I don't know if he can open or if he can unmute himself. But I think we have James around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If he can, then by all means. Join on into the show, and I'm going to be playing birthday music and discussing a little bit more about this tragic event and everything else, so, you know.
Yeah, is this
hey,
Mr. Yeah, I was going to say, Mr. Impending Revelation, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, brother. I wanted to make sure I got in here and told you happy birthday. I mean, putting it on the wall is one thing, but being able to say it to you directly is another. I'm glad I caught you before you left. I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be back though.
I didn't know who all was gonna show up tonight, so I figured I'd try and get in early.
Yeah, if you want, man, you can bounce around on this side. I don't know if you're logged in here to this studio,
I'm not.
But if you want, you can bounce around.
House.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
But
I'm gonna leave
it
wide open.
Home in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it wide open, and I'll mute you if you want. But I'm gonna mute myself, and or you can hang up or whatever you want to do. It's up to you. But I'm going to leave it wide open on our side, and I'll be back.
All right, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Works
all right, birthday
me.
Boy.
And again, thank you, man. Thank you, Lee, and thank you, James, and thank you, everybody, for all the love and support, man. It means a lot. Like, I can't even tell you. So I shall return.
All right, brother. And here we are.
It's in your hands now, Lee.
All right, thanks, buddy. We're on the Friday Night Super Show. I got to remember what friggin' show I'm doing tonight. The Friday Night Super Show here, a very special wrap-up to this 9/11 week here that we've been doing on all the networks across the board. We've been doing it, putting out the shows and information that we want you to hear. We're also, tonight in the second hour, like we said, going to be celebrating Mr. Friday Night's birthday, and I've got something special in mind for him starting in the second hour once you get all the kiddies to bed because, it's a little bit adult-oriented. Also, joining me right now, we're going to bring in Mr. E for Eternity. How you doing tonight, buddy?
What's up, everybody? How you be, man?
Hey, man. I'm just hanging out, going to run a few little songs here and just kind of chill out because this whole 9/11 thing, to me, quite honest, has worn me out this week. I didn't think that I was
13 years later, I was listening to Dennis. Yeah, I gave Dennis a happy birthday shout out on his wall this morning when I first saw that when I woke up. I'm like, cool, it's his birthday because we're not that far apart in age, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty cool that his birthday was today, and I gave him a happy birthday shout out. And I thought that was pretty cool, you know. James, you in today?
I am here, man.
Oh, there
he
is.
Here.
How you
hey,
doing, James?
Hey, James, what happened to you over the phone before, man? I was still talking to you. Did the phone battery run out?
Yeah, I've just got lucky enough to get a little charge on it so I could call in. I'm running two batteries
thanks.
On one, or
and
two phones
on, the show
on one
with
battery,
us.
Basically.
I can't wait for tomorrow, man. For tomorrow, when at 1 o'clock, man. Cause I mean, I just love being on radio. I could do radio every day, man. Just being here with my friends,
you
with
say
my
that
people.
Now.
I could do it every day.
Tell him again,
day.
Lee.
As somebody who does radio damn near every day, oh boy. But I'm telling you, I get
it's,
worn.
It's fierce,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, I've been on every day this week. Every day this week. And just,
well, hell,
I'm wore
if I can
out.
Go in front of a webcam and have fun and make faces while Dennis is doing an interview, while I'm doing an interview with Dennis and not even freaking know I'm doing it, That's how much fun I have being in front of a freaking camera. God only knows what I could do on radio. I mean, I have fun with what I do. I mean, I enjoy being on with people. I love people, man. And I plan on having fun tonight, man, because if it's Dennis Ford's birthday, if it's Mr. Friday Night's birthday, let's have a blast with that, man.
Yep, I want to get everybody out there, all our listeners on the line, all our fans of the shows here, call in to the both networks, 1-347-855-8301 or 1-805-830-8329 on NWO Truth. We're going to be bringing in everybody when Dennis gets back and letting everybody get their personal thank yous and happy birthdays into him when he gets back to the show. So I wanted to make it a good night for the kid. He works hard and multiple jobs and everything else, man, and still has time to come and help put these shows together with me. So what's up, Dan?
Are you in Truth Emerges Studio?
Yeah.
Albino
yeah.
Raccoon or whatever?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going
yeah.
to go back around here to the house and get the NWO side of it and make sure that everything continues to run smoothly. I know Dennis isn't there right now, so I'll run over here. It'll take me about 10 minutes to get there, but I'll go ahead, and that way you don't have to bounce back and forth.
Hey, no problem, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no big deal, brother. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. And if I'd have known beforehand, I'd already been there. Oh, goodness. Give me 1 second, fellas. I'll mute myself, and I'll be out there in just a few.
Okay, buddy. So, Ian,
hi, buddy.
All right, man.
Yeah, what's up?
So, Ian, I wanted to get your thoughts on 9/11. I spoke to just about everybody else in the world this week in our coalition about this and gotten all their thoughts. And we haven't gotten E for Eternity's thoughts here on the Friday Night Super Show. And I'd like to get your thoughts 13 years later on it.
13 years after 9/11, I want the pre-9/11 years back. I want what I had back when I was growing up as a kid. You know, because I grew up in the 80s. You know, because it seems like, what do we get out of 9/11 13 years later? We got our civil liberties taken from us. We got a democracy instead of a constitutional republic, when technically America is supposed to be a constitutional republic and not a democracy. Because if anyone doesn't, I'm going to try to explain the difference between constitutional republic and democracy, just so people get an understand and a feel of what I'm saying. And a constitutional republic, like when it comes to courts, you're supposed to have the right to face your accuser no matter what. There's supposed to be checks and balances. You're supposed to have a process. And if you're found guilty, then you get hanged,
mm-hmm.
you know? But in a democracy is the majority rules. And that's the people in power. Washington, your local government, the people that oversee you, that make the laws, that's the lynch mob.
Mm-hmm. There you
go.
So,
you know, that's what a democracy is. Democracy is the people that are the ones that are your politicians, your local, like your Washington, your local county and state government. How do you think the justice system and the mental health system got to the point where it's pretty much works together now? That came much to a surprise to me when I saw that in my last four hospital stays before I became who I became today. And I told all the stories to you and Dennis, I'm sorry, and and James. And then I ended up in court the way I did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a democracy functions on. I never once saw the doctor in court. I should have had the right to see him when I was there, but the only way that would have happened now is if I had taken that to trial, in which, under a democracy, would have been a total lynch mob, because there would have been the judge siding with the doctor, and the doctor's words against mine, and because I don't have enough money to defend myself, my legal aid attorney would not have been enough to defend against the evidence that presented against me, even though it would have been all lies. That's how a democracy functions, because it's their word against yours, and if they put it on paper, it's concrete, it's just as concrete as the Ten Commandments. It doesn't matter if they lie or not.
They violated your Sixth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment rights. You have these rights guaranteed to you under their law, okay? The law that they're supposed to be abiding by. And it states right in the Constitution that this country is guaranteed a constitutional republic. If it's supposed to be guaranteed a democracy, I've always said democracy, the simplest way for me to explain that is you take 100 people and you put them in a building and you say, all right, you can either put a window on the east wall or you can put a window on the west wall, but you can only put one window in. You must vote amongst yourselves and figure that out. Now, here's what happens. 51 people say they want to put one on the east wall. 49 people say they want to put it on the west wall. And guess what? 100 people get to see the sunrise every day, and no one gets to see it set. That's a democracy.
Yeah,
that's a deprivation, you
nailed it right on the coffin right there, man. And these are like one of many things I've learned from 2013 to 2014, and this all is post 9/11 stuff, you know, of how the laws have gotten to shaft the American people. But people are so naked-minded to it, they have no understanding. They just figure, well, if you're in a hospital, you obviously needed to be there. They don't contemplate the fact that maybe you were a victim of the shady justice system. You know, they don't think these things.
They buy into the, it's just like with the whole 9/11 scenario. They buy into the narrative that the courts are always right and the courts are always fair when it's obvious that they're not. When they deprive you of your civil liberties, your constitutionally guaranteed rights under their law, when they deprive you of your rights under their law, then it's absolutely ludicrous. It's a kangaroo court. It doesn't make any sense.
I hear what you're saying, Lee. It's just the point of getting everybody else to understand that.
We did have that point one point in time in this country. They used to teach that in schools and everything else. They don't teach these things to kids
They don't teach that no more because they don't want anyone knowing that because they don't want any possible rebellion due to that.
Exactly. If you guys found out how we're supposed to be conducting ourselves under our own law, then, boy, you'd run us out. Pitchforks and torches. And by all means, I think that's what we should be doing. We should be running these people out of the country. Because this is ridiculous. These people should be tried and hanged. We've got these privatized prisons. Believe me, I got plenty of criminals, real criminals, that we could fill up with those privatized prisons, boys. And they're all wearing suits.
Yeah. Put them in orange.
Mm-hmm.
Or black and white stripes and see how they like being a fucking animal.
Exactly. You need to treat them like that.
Yeah. Take away their flashy suits and the rings around their fingers and the gold chains around their necks. Put chains around their wrists.
That's for sure. Lock them up. I mean, it's clear violation of their own law. They sit here and proclaim that they're upholding the law and, oh, I'm defending the Constitution. No, you're not. You're violating it each and every day.
They break the Constitution every day.
Finding ways around it like it's just something to get around. It's the friggin' law, dude. It's the law. If you want to act like you're the law and upholding the law, then you should follow the law and respect the damn law. If you don't know what in the blue hell are you doing in a seat where you can act like you're the proponent of the law?
Somebody had posted something to the E4 Attorney Show today. I can't remember who it was, was they said if you acted the way a politician, a government, the way your government acted today, you'd be thrown in prison.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you acted the way your government acted today, you'd be thrown in prison. And somebody posted that to the E for Eternity show today. I can't remember who it was, but that posted that, but it was a great post, and I had to be the first to like it. Because it's so true. Because the government breaks its own laws.
They do.
And it's ludicrous, because how is it that they can break their own laws and we cannot?
There you go.
How can they break their own laws, speed down the highway? Why is there special protections for policemen and hospital staff and mental health hospital staff and all kinds of special protections for them, but for the average citizen, there is no special protection?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my special protection?
No, why can't we?
What do
we
get at it? Mental health rights?
Yeah, we were supposed to have special protection. It was called the Bill of Rights. And guess what they violate each and every day?
Each and every day.
The Bill of Rights,
Bill
ladies
of rights.
And gentlemen. These people, this is what we've allowed to happen. And by worshiping the altar of authority here in this country, we've turned ourselves into slaves. Our generation, our parents, and everything else have allowed us to become a breed of slaves now. In this country, that's what we are. And it's a lot of us due to work over the decades, you know, over some last 100 years, and a lot of it has to do been accelerated here over the last 13 since 9/11. I mean, this is the egregious government, tyrannical government. This is what the definition of a tyrannical government is. Okay, when they start breaking their own laws and don't have to follow their own laws, then you don't have this. The Constitution becomes null and void. They violate any part of it and gleefully get around it and just act like they're special and they can do it. Then there is no law. It's become null and void. It's been destroyed. We have to sack this government. That is the very tyrannical government the Constitution was put in place to keep us from. And I don't see enough people right now, buddy, that are standing up and saying, hey, this is enough. Are you going to follow the law or are you just going to make it up as you go? Because if that's the case, we can get you all out of there. I mean, people, if you really want this country to continue to function as this country under some sort of freedom that you may think you have, let me introduce you to the Constitution of the United States, start reading it, start enforcing it amongst your selected officials. Start enforcing it amongst your police departments. You know, you don't have to stand there and bring it all up. You can bring it all up to a cop when he pulls you over. Don't wait for them to pull you over. Go down to the police department, slap a copy of the Constitution down, and say, start making copies and hand these out. Because apparently these gentlemen don't understand what it means. I mean, that's just where I'm standing at. I've got to calm down because now I'm getting angry.
Lee, I can totally relate, man. Because you know what?
My blood pressure up.
Lee, I can totally relate, man. I can totally dig where you're coming from. It's times like these when you and I seem to be on the same page.
Well, it's fairly infuriating. You know, I've read the Constitution, you know, backwards and forwards. Hell, I've done a show on it for, you know, the past 3-4 months. And come on, it's pretty plainly worded. It speaks pretty easily. I don't understand. And I got Mr. Dashboard out. I'm going to bring you in here. You keep messing around there, buddy. Yeah. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to bring you in anyway, Earl. I don't care if you are a hottie dancing naked. Earl Conlon, the Dashboard Outlaw.
What's up there, Lee? How you been, man? Just listening to the show.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to keep my voice to hold on for the next hour and a half at least. It's starting to go.
Yeah, well,
I've
you're
been
going to
talking
get your
all
blood
week.
Pressure up. You might as well think about hot poontang, okay?
There you go. Well, that gets a little bit more than my blood pressure up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, it has a place to go when it goes up when you're thinking about that. What's up, man?
You doing all right, brother?
Oh, yeah. I'm still bushed from yesterday at the 9/11 rally down D.C.
What's up, bro?
I figured you might be.
Not much, man. Not much. I'm just trying to chill out for a while here. I've got videos galore to be posting. I mean, I've been posting all damn day, and I ain't even nowhere near finished what I recorded.
Hadn't scratched the surface yet.
No, I still got 90% of the day yet to post.
Well, hey Earl, since I got you in here, man, you tagged me in that link earlier, and I read that article. And why don't you tell the listeners here, just give them a quick rundown. David touched on it last night on the Worldwide Resistance Radio for the few minutes that we were able to get him on. And let's tell them about what these idiots were doing.
Okay, first of all, the bikers had a permit for parking. And they were all parked up on this one area of grass. And then the fucking D.C. police come along and started writing up tickets and stuff. And, you know, after the cops started coming around and giving us this bullshit about their permits, and Belinda B. was trying to show them, look, the permit says this, says that. They even tried to take that truck that the band was using for a stage and tell them they had to go. They even threatened Belinda B. with arrest and all the other organizers of the rally with arrest. And somewhere along the way, they came to a compromise, I guess. But most of those bikers left. So when you get to watching the video of the band and stuff like that, and you see me walking around with my cameras, and you don't see a real big crowd in front of that band, in front of that stage, it's because most of them left when the cops started their shit. That place was packed with bikers when we first got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what David was telling us.
And us truckers, well, we had a permit. Come to find out that DOT issued the parking permit and they didn't have the authority to do it. In other words, they scammed us out of our parking permit. I have no idea how much it cost, but they had no authorization to issue such a permit. And, they scammed the truckers out of their parking permit, because when we got there, we're asking, well, why are all these cars in our parking spot? Your permit is invalid. Excuse me? So we truck drivers decided, well, fuck you. We're going to take this right lane and we're going to lock our brakes right here. And that's what we did.
There you go. We'll just lock it. All right, fine. We'll block traffic. Yeah,
well, exactly what I said last year in the trucking rally. When I say lock the brakes, I mean this stuff. I don't know if you can hear this. I'll try and... Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's locking the brakes. That's pulling the little mechanical brake on the dashboard. And Pete Santilli, what an asshole he is, he's thinking I'm talking about, you know, stepping on the brake pedal and screeching to a halt. I never said that. I didn't say step on the brake. I said lock the brake.
Yeah, there's a difference, you inept piece of crap, Pete Santilli.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Consider the effing source.
You know.
he wants to go play a dog cake out there at the Bundy Ranch, and I have not been able to find the answer. But who the fuck gave Santilli the authority to go and negotiate with the feds at the Bundy Ranch?
Thank you.
And then he wants to go down there to the border and start trying to take control of shit. Where the fuck was he at the 9/11? Where was he in D.C.? I didn't see him.
Because he wasn't there.
You're not going to. Thank
see,
you.
A lot
Thank
of
you,
people,
Lee.
A lot of people in that category have already kind of figured him
he
out.
He was there, but he was in the shadows someplace getting all armored up and ready to go with the feds and start killing people. That's probably where he was.
Turncoat.
Probably. I was going to say he was probably one of those that they paid to go out into the protest and start disarray, so to speak, so that they could attack the damn people.
Yes,
Well, he claims to be Mr. Patriotic. I didn't see him out there honoring anybody. In fact, I do not know how to pronounce the last name, but the person's name is Ramon, R-A-M-O-N. His last name is spelled G-R-I-J-A-L-V-O. That was a name tag that I had on my shirt that was given to me by somebody, and that was the person that I was writing for. It was one of the people that died at 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be some man from the Philippines. And I sat down and started reading about this man after I looked up the name. And I sat here and I shed tears for that guy because I didn't even know him.
Mm-hmm.
But I honored this guy because he was an innocent victim.
That's the thing, man. That's touching. That's
yeah.
What we're trying to do by getting to the bottom of it, and that's why we hold these rallies and stuff every year. And you know, we get on the radio and talk about it to no end. It's because you know these people were innocent for the most part. You know, at least a good 3,000 of them. You know, that weren't a part of this cluster fuck of shit, which is what 9/11 turned out to be, and they deserve, their families deserve, to know the truth. They deserve to know why their kids died. They deserve to know why their husbands and brothers and sisters died.
Wow.
And especially over a lie, it's disgusting.
It is.
Absolutely right, brother. I believe that, too. Whenever you're ready, you have Mariska from Foxfire Fringe Radio over here on NWO. Just whenever you're ready to take callers.
Yeah, but we'll be doing that here probably in the next 20 minutes when Dennis gets back so we can get everybody in to give Dennis a good old happy birthday and tell him how much you love him and, you know, how cute that picture of him is and everything else. Because
that's fine with me, brother. That's absolutely fine.
I'm going to bust his balls just a little bit. It's his birthday, so we're going to have a good time here in the second hour and try and steer a little bit away from all this negative talk because, you know, I never thought I'd say it, but quite frankly, boys, I'm sick of talking about 9/11. I've been talking about it all week long, and it's starting to get to me. Anyway,
well, we can go back to naked poontang dancing.
Naked poontang dancing is always good. You know, I always have a good... Right, boys? Yeah. Even amongst... That's neither here nor there. Guys, we've covered so much information this week on all the shows, and I don't know, it's kind of like reliving it all over again, you know, for a week straight. And having to relive it each and every night, and I guess that's where it's getting to me, is just like, man, can I talk about something, you know, entertaining or happy for a minute, you know? I'll be the first to kick it off here. My daughter did not have the babies on 9/11, and she's still pregnant and still not having babies yet, so that's one positive thing I felt was good. I didn't want the babies to be born on 9/11. I just didn't. I don't know what it was. But maybe it's just the personal thing I have with this day that, you know, made me go, please, not on this day. Anybody else got something happy to talk about? I know Earl's got naked poontang dancing.
Yeah, there you go. I've always got poontang in my head. I'm an old man, dirty old man, and I'm really good at it. But other than that, you know. I have something happy. I'm going home, man. Oh, yeah.
Hey, there you go.
I have to go home and remind my wife once in a while that she's married, you know.
Hey, yeah, you got to let them know that, yeah, from time to time.
You know, I'm fair. I call her to tell her to make sure the boyfriend replaces my beer and mows the lawn on the way out.
Yeah, you better do that. I mean, you don't, especially the beer.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the lawn... The lawn can wait, you know. It's starting to get cooler out now, you know. I mean, shoot, up here it's like 38 degrees.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Lee. When I was downtown and I saw all them bikers, and I had veterans standing on the sidewalk saluting me as I drove by. What I saw down there in D.C. with all them bikers and truckers, it refilled my American pride.
That's a good thing. I'm glad. Because it sounded, to be honest, Earl, man, as a friend, it sounded like you needed something like that, buddy.
I did.
You're starting to sound
pretty frustrated. I was starting to get to the point where I was feeling hateful.
Mm-hmm. That's when we fall, man. We let hate enter into our hearts. It's hard.
Exactly, and I wasn't liking that, but yes, it is. It's very hard because you want so bad to do something, and you know that this is just a house of cards. You just got to hit it the right way, and it's all going to fall down, and then we can rebuild. But it can't get nobody to pop their nuts out and say, yeah, I'm a man, let's do it. But instead, they want to pass the buck to the next generation. How dare they do that?
I can't do that.
No, bring the war now in my lifetime so these kids can live in freedom.
That's what we need. I mean, that's the whole thing. The whole reason why a lot of us have gotten into doing these radio shows and all this is because we don't want to pass the buck down like our parents passed it to us and their parents passed it to them. We don't want
right.
to, and it's just gotten worse and worse. I mean, look at it over the generations of what egregious I'm trying to use two bigger words here, and I'm already pissed off and frustrated now. Just all the losses of freedom, losses of liberty that have gone on throughout the years, from decade to decade, from generation to generation, and how it's just gotten worse. We've got to put a stop to it now, man. Or what do you think it's going to be for our kids or our kids' kids?
Exactly, and that's what my Sunday show is going to be about. It's about how dare you pass the buck to your children. Take care of it now. Doesn't matter whether I live or die. It only matters whether this country stays free.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to lay your life down and put your life on the line for it and die for it and kill for it, you are not a patriot. You may be patriotic, but you are not a patriot until you do so.
That's it. I mean, you got to get up and be ready to put yourself in harm's way. I mean, one way or another, hell, for just what we do here, we're already taking that first step. You know, that first step in the stand, you know what? No, I'm not afraid of you anymore. I'm going to get on the radio, and I'm going to say what needs to be said about you people. I'm going to tell the people that are listening the truth about what you're doing. I'm not afraid of you anymore. You have no power over me without fear.
No.
They have no authority without fear.
It's like, let's say the worst thing happened yesterday, and it didn't, but let's say it did. Let's say the bikers stood up and said, screw you, fuck you, we own this federal land, belongs to us, which I heard several federal officers stating to other people, well, this is federal land. Yeah, well, federal land is our land, so what the hell are you going to do? Anyhow, if the bikers had stood up and said, no, fuck your tickets, screw everything you've got to say, this is our land, and you work for us, whether you like it or not. And then next thing you know, riot police show up, and they start firing on people. There was so many people there with cameras and video cameras, and I was live streaming the whole thing. If that something like that would have happened, and yeah, it would suck that a lot of people would have been shot and killed and all that, and brutalized and jailed and all that stuff. But how long would it take for the rest of the country to go, Oh no, this is not going to happen. We will now do something about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's,
like that would
right.
bring the patriotic person up and turn them into a patriot in a heartbeat. You could listen real close and hear the nuts dropping out of little girly men's pants, making them realize, whoa, I'm a man. I better fix this.
That's a clever way to put it there. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's the unfortunate part about it. If we've gotten so far down the pipe with this government's tyrannical movements and their nature that we've got a bunch of guys that just, you know, here, I'm blue. Here, honey, hold my balls. You just put them in your purse over there, you know, because
I'm going to be afraid. Hold your purse for a little longer, honey.
Yeah, but the fact is, yeah, it's probably going to take an event such as that where people are going to lose their lives before the rest of this country stands up and goes, hold on, this is enough. You people have overstepped your bounds. You've grown too big for your britches. It's time to put you sons of bitches on ice.
On the radio. Mute me for a second, Lee.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. I mean, James, E., you guys want to chime in on that one?
You said it all right there.
I hate when I
you
do that.
You pretty much said it all right there. I don't know what the hell else I could say.
Well, then on that note, guys, I'm going to have to take a quick break here, and we're going to play a song or two and a few ads, pay some bills, and... hopefully Dennis Ford will be joining us here shortly for the second hour so we can get all the birthday callers in to get Dennis a big happy birthday and let him know just how much we appreciate him because he is a great guy and he does so much for all of us in putting shows together and everything else. So the second hour coming up right here.
All right, man. I'm back.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, right, well, yeah. I had another truck driver that works for the company I'm on. He walks over, he wants to start talking to me, and I had to get you to mute me so I could tell him, no, I'm on the radio, I can't talk right now.
All right, well, I was just going to take a quick break here and give Dennis a chance to get back in. And
give Dennis my blessings, but I got to go to bed because I'm still bushed from yesterday.
Hey, no problem. I will do. We'll tell him that you said a very happy, sexy, hottie, poontang birthday for him.
Yeah, tell him we're going to give him a tattoo. We're going to give him a tattoo of a hot chick's ass so that when he goes to prison, everybody will love him.
Get it on his back. Pay for it for his back. Make it a tramp stamp.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, guys. We'll be right back here on the Friday Night Super Show after these messages.
And now, Last Voice for Liberty presents Celebrity Words of Wisdom.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody it's a lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Join us next time when Last Voice for Liberty presents Celebrity Words of Wisdom.
Hi friends, when it comes to reaching your audience, the best approach is in person. If you have a band, business, or charity event, you want to reach people in the best ways and venues possible. If you're touring in the Midwest, you need DMI Promotions. Their friendly staff is ready, willing, and able to assist you in venue locations and event promotions to make your show or event successful. Contact Tori Webb at 515-865-4463 or ToriWebDMI@gmail.com. DMI Promotions, your Midwest promotional team and proud sponsor of Truth Emerges Radio.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
This is NWO Truth Radio's late night show. While you're sleeping, I am your host, Brandon Council. All these quote-unquote truth shows, and please don't equate this show with any type of truth or show, because it's not, because we will tell you the real deal here on NWO Truth Radio. You know, the CIA was created in there in the Skull and Bone frat house at Harvard, which was dubbed the Tomb. you know, we can start with Abraham Lincoln and George Bush as being the two worst presidents ever as far as genocide on their own soil. Cops, these people are there to get you to contract with them in any way whatsoever in order to negate your natural thought process. If you're a person that stays at home all day, okay, and mm-hmm. you have, you know, nothing to do, you're not working or nothing, you got kids, you're sending them to school, there's something seriously wrong with you. Analytical thought process allows people like myself and other people here at NWO Truth Radio to look at all the facts.
It's the perfect end to your week. While you are sleeping with Brandon Council. Friday nights, 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Central, midnight Eastern Time. Only on NWO Truth Radio.
I am what I say I am. And I say I'm.
They're saying it. They're saying it.
There's only one.
We're going to be going kind of out there for sure. Is our first family a first family of clones? And the number one influence on our government here in the United States is AIPAC, which is a group funded by Zionist Israelis.
Austin Talks, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Truth Emerges Radio Network.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to NWO Truth Radio. This is the Impending Revelation Radio Show. I am your host, James Impending. It's the truth now. Everything in the universe runs like a Swiss watch. Every part of the universe is dependent on every other part. The universe isn't as random as they would have you think. Those of us who understand physics understand that reality is nothing more illusion. The numbers are here. I want you to check all my numbers, too. You can go back and listen to this. Check all my numbers, because you're going to find out that I'm right.
Impending Revelation with James Impending. Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Central, midnight Eastern Time, only on NWO Truth Radio.
Deeper and deeper into this as we go, until I prove my point.
Town to town, and we're doing what we like to do.
you.
Oh, yeah, that's right, folks. We are back here on the Friday Night Super Show. I'm the mouth laughing and scratching at you. We'll be joined very shortly by my tag team partner, Dennis Ford. He'll be back for the birthday celebration here, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, we had some music right there. First, we had Hank Williams III, you know, with Hellbilly Joker, and then we slapped it down to the other end of the spectrum with Destiny's Lab and It's Elementary. Really digging on those. Over in the NWO Truth Studio, we've got James impending over there, hanging out, holding down the fort while Dennis is away. And joining me over here, I've got E for Eternity, man, joining me right here on the show. How you doing tonight, buddy?
What's up, y'all? E for Eternity, y'all. How y'all doing? Is Dennis back yet?
No, he's not back yet.
No.
But,
I want to wish him a happy birthday personally.
He'll be back here. He should be back shortly from what I'm and we're going to be joined by Val Ann here shortly as well, boys. So the ladies are going to come out and say their hellos. We've also got lots of other callers over there on NWO, and as soon as Dennis gets back over, we're going to get them all in as well. It's been a very busy night, and it's Dennis Ford's birthday, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to have some appreciation for Mr. Ford, and as you know, this is the second hour, so I do have to find that wonderful clip just
those
for everybody.
No,
nope, that's
that
not
you
it.
Don't.
that's the perfect clip there, Lee. Why not? You know, you've got to be able to do that. Here we are.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Yes, that's all right. The second hour on the show tends to get a little blue, if you know what I mean. So, by all means, if you're offended by strong language, now might be the time to put on your earmuffs. I want to go ahead and continue on the second hour before Dennis gets back and just kind of explain to everybody, you know, what Dennis has done for me. You know, he's been a very inspirational part in what I do and being on the radio and doing a lot of that. And for a young man, several years younger than me to bring me that type of inspiration has always meant a whole lot to me. When we first started to do the Truth Emerges, I told the story, Truth Emerges Radio, they were like, we need somebody to do Friday nights. And I was like, well, I do Friday nights, but shit, I don't want to go up against Dennis. Because, I mean, you know, me and him would become pretty good friends. And he was helping me co-host Last Voice for Liberty over there on Ego Miser. And it turned out to be quite a fruitful relationship. Me and him sat and brainstormed, and I was like, man, there's got to be a way that we could link these shows together and thus the simulcasting idea was born, and we brought it all together, and we put it out here each and every Friday night to you. And ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't do the Friday Night Super Show without Dennis Ford. Each and every week, we get together, we put these up. He's nailing down the guests, he's setting up for our other shows. You know, he just does a great job, and I think it's high time that we gave him some good praise. And just since it's his birthday, and I'll let him feel special just for one day at least. Then the rest of it's all about me, just so everybody knows.
right, Lee. If I could, I'd like to say if it wasn't for Mr. Dennis Ford, Mr. Friday Night himself, you wouldn't even know who I was.
Yep.
He gave me my start a little over a year ago.
And look at what you've done now. I mean, you got the whole NWO mass media you and Brandon have worked on together, and that's coming out really fruitful. Things are going good over there. I mean, by the way, big round of applause there for you guys on that one. That was a good move.
Absolutely, brother, and I figure anything that we can't do on the multitude of other networks that we have at our disposal, we can definitely do there. There's only about four actual shows, and the rest are there for the networks that don't have 3 hours to flourish on that third hour. So that's the entire reason we got it going, not only to extend our reach that much further and to try and help bring some of these up-and-comers out of their shell, but to help our already established clientele as well. There's nothing more that I want for NWO and its affiliates than to succeed. So it seems just like a no-brainer. We're going to have the .com up and where we can run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And until that happens, we're going to be 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 hours anywhere we can possibly get, man.
You know, and that's what it's about, and getting the message out in these other hours, you know, the other hours and times that are available to get, you know, more and more information out, plus the possibility with doing multitudes of different simulcasts as well. You know, it's just going to – it can only make it grow, you know, to be quite honest. So, and that's the key to it. And making it grow makes the word spread out, and it makes us all louder. And, hey, big thumbs up.
Yeah, man, I'm just happy to be able to do something that not only, you know, not that what you and I do as far as behind the scenes isn't already a multitude of things, but to actually be able to have your hands in it and to get dirty and to be on you, basically, you know, succeed or fail. I'm just happy to be able to be in a position to be able to do these things. NWA has been more for me than I can possibly go over in a 4.5 hour show. Like I said, if it wasn't for NWO Truth Radio, James Impending would still be somebody else and would still be just a hanger-on, basically. And I'm more than thrilled to have the opportunity to push this big new media giant that we call the Coalition that much more forward, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yep, that's what it's about. You know, getting the Coalition is just it's doing really good. I mean, we're starting to reach a lot more people, getting new listeners, and with this new add-on of NWO Mass Media, you know, it's only going to go. The sky's the limit, kids, and it's up to us to put out the best shows that we can do and make the most sense and the most information, and try to be truthful and factual in what we're doing. And that's where it's at. If we all work together as a team, there ain't nobody that can stop us, you know?
Absolutely.
Boy, everybody's
right.
Messaging me all at once. My whole thing just blew up on me. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man, that's how it happens. You go from nothing, 500 messages, 250
yep.
notifications, plus you got 500 people who want to speak to you.
Yep. I've only got 102 notifications as of this moment. I checked them before the show. So, there's a pile up.
God forbid one of us go missing for a day, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
One of us go missing for a day, week to catch up.
Yeah, it does. It's terrible. You know, I got a 100-some notifications an hour. You know, it starts to get a little bit tedious. And then, you know, if I just say, hey, I'm not going to get on Facebook today, then, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's a week to catch up. What did you miss? You didn't pay attention to this? Oh, shit. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
You'd be
amazed out there, ladies and gentlemen, how many people get their feelings hurt over that very issue. I didn't see it. I didn't mean to overlook it. You know, we have personal lives as well as these long, drawn-out working lives and then radio lives, and
mm-hmm.
if you ever get your feelings, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's only 24 hours in a day, kids.
it's like you know, whenever I put out a video, you know, not everybody has time to see all my videos. I have a huge YouTube channel. Anybody can go back and trace my stuff anytime they want, you know? That's what the YouTube channel's there for. But I remember there were times when I'm like, oh, man, you missed that. Oh, it used to break my heart. But now I'm like, I don't give a damn, you know?
That's a good thing about YouTube, and also the same thing here with one of the things that I do like about Blog Talk is that you can go back, and the link that you used to get to this show tonight, 10 minutes after we end the show, it will be the link to the archive. So if you missed the show, man, I said I was going to go on the event page. Something came up. I had to go. I missed it. Where can I hear it again? Just click the link right there, and that's how it goes, man. It'll take you right to it. It's the same thing every time. And these things are backlogged. They still got Blog Talk, still got all my episodes from when I was on Freedomizer, which I found.
Oh,
absolutely
right,
they do. And they're all yours to transfer to Truth Emerges via RSS anytime you want to. You can you can pull them straight from there and put them on any show that you happen to be a part of that you are, you know, that you have the keys to get into anyway. You can move any episode from anywhere. That's another thing that a lot of people love about the Blog Talk Networks is that not only does it keep vast amounts of all the info that you've ever put out, but you can see the individual ratings. You can see how many people were calling in, how big the initial turnout was as opposed to your archives. Basically, it helps you with the promoting. I mean, say this show, you know it was a really good show, but you didn't get a terrible, a great big turnout, then you can go and take it, like you said, take that archive link and put it anywhere that the internet allows you to post and build up from there. And you know, besides the problems we have with Blog Talk cutting some of our shows, which I believe that doesn't happen to the Ring Rusts and the networks that aren't out here trying to put the absolute truth in your face. I mean, that's a pretty good site.
Hey, boss. Hey, James.
What's going on, brother?
What time do you want me to call the show tomorrow? Because I know my show starts at 1, but what time do you want me to call?
Brother, that's really up to you. Whatever time, you know, you can call anywhere from 15 minutes early to when your show comes on.
What time does the show before me come on?
Oh, goodness, you would put me on the spot. It's my show. Why don't I know this?
Well, you're co-hosting with me, right?
Yeah, you're 11 Eastern, aren't
you,
James?
I'll be there with you. Yes, I'm 11 Eastern. And,
okay, but you're co-hosting with me tomorrow, right?
Yes, until you can find somebody who can stay with you. I know it's a terrible hour for people to be waiting to come on, but... I will be there with you until we can fill that slot for you, until you find somebody you're comfortable with.
So my spot is 1 o'clock.
Yes.
All right, so I'll call at 11 and I'll carry on through until 1.
Sounds like a winner to me, brother.
All right, that way I'm already there, and then we'll just carry on to the E for Eternity show, which is tomorrow.
Sounds good.
What?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. E for Eternity show airs tomorrow after James and Penny's show.
That's right.
And I think we have Dennis Ford.
Woo!
Dennis
yeah,
back.
Give me that Ric Flair
the
first
man,
again.
The legend, Mr. Friday Night. I know it's not a very good rendition. We didn't have Ron Constantine tonight, but that's the best I can do, Dennis.
Mr. Friday Night.
He's
back on.
Are you back? Dennis?
Uh-oh.
Maybe not.
I thought we had him back.
I thought that was him.
Wow.
I was playing with those sound effects.
No, that was me.
Well, that was you?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's Dennis's normal cue.
Well, you know, since I figured it's a Dennis Ford birthday show, I figure I'd use some of the ones that, you know, he likes to use as well. You know, sometimes I just,
you
know,
I just don't know how to express myself sometimes when I need to be properly different. Fuck.
I tell you what, you definitely fooled the masses. False alarm, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis Ford is not with us yet.
I didn't myself, for Christ's sakes. What's going on? He was like, hey, Dennis Ford's back. I'm, oh, sweet. Yeah, I even fooled myself, boys. How do you like that? I'm like, oh, he is? Great.
That's what you know. You're a good comedian. It's like a magician not picking his own card there. I mean, that's a feat.
I feel like a horse's patoot now. That's just okay. It's been one of those days. It's been one of those days.
Boys, I feel like I got hit by a fucking dump truck. How much would a massage thing cost me?
You're concerned about me now because you see me in here laughing hysterically.
It was funny.
That bitch is worried.
Uh-oh. Don't get anybody worried now.
Nah, go lay down, girl. It's okay. I'm okay, really, girl. Okay, girl, I'm okay.
Give me 5 minutes.
Go to bed. Go to bed.
I don't allow myself to smoke in the house anymore. Give me 5 minutes, and I'll be back to the studio.
Hey, no problem.
Go more, man.
No problem. Oh, man. Dude, we're just kind of offshooting here tonight, man. Just talking about whatever and talking about
doing ourselves a side effects, pretending that people are back with it or not.
Say that again.
Fooling ourselves with sound effects, pretending people are back when they're not.
Oh, well, you know, it's
I'm the huckleberry.
Yeah, that's So what? So I did. Come on, sue me. It's been a long time.
Yeah, that
week
was good, though. I thought it was funny that you fooled yourself. You actually thought he was back, too.
I'm not over in the NWO studio, so, you know, he said he was back. I was like, oh, sweet. You know, maybe he is. And, turns out it was me and the old sound effects just kind of fooling around. And, one thing led to another. And
okay!
There we are.
Remember one time you used the word reconfuculate it?
Yep.
Well, one time I used that word in front of my mom when it came to calling my friend to fix my computer, and she laughed her ass off. She's like, "Where did you hear that?" I said, one of my co-hosts from the online radio. She's like, "My friend Lee." She's like, "That's good."
Well, here's the original.
Breaker Breaker, come in Earth. This is Rocket Ship 27. Aliens fucked over the carbonator in engine number 4. I'm gonna try to refoculate it and land on Juniper. Hopefully they got some space weed over.
There you go. That's where I got it.
Where'd that come from?
Trailer Park Boys, man.
Oh, okay.
Where is that? Trailer Park Boys is probably hands down my favorite deal. Probably about the one show that I will watch on the regular. And it's only on Netflix now. It was a show out of Canada, you know, back in the late 90s and early 2000s, ran for about 7 seasons, and was gone for about 7 years, and now they just released a new season, new movie, and they're funny as hell to me. It's just all about, you know, getting drunk and getting stoned and family and community and love and loyalty. It's a great, wholesome family show.
Oh, that's good.
I use a lot of Trailer Park Boys stuff on here. I've got tons of it.
That's
in the
good. Studios. That's good.
That's where else. Yeah. And,
so
including
where Reconfuculate came from.
Yep. And then here's Renegade Smith's favorite one.
Fucked by bears. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they got fucked by bears. No, something worse. What's worse than getting fucked by bears?
I don't know. I don't know what's worse than getting fucked by bears. That just sounds pretty bad to me.
You fucked by bears, yeah.
Well, these are the funny little things I like to put in here. I've got tons of these things in the studio. I've got literally in my home personal studio over 3,000 different sound effects and sound clips, and then another 2,000 videos that have sound clips in them that I still have yet to edit out and put up in here. And I put them up in here. I put them up in NWO Truth Radio and Worldwide Resistance. I got tons of them everywhere. So I've been working on this stuff for, you know, quite a long time. When I was doing it on YouTube myself, then I would, record myself. It was just me. I wasn't interviewing anybody at that point in time or anything like that. It was just me ranting for about an hour. And
yeah,
what I do is
I started out as an Alex Jones Facebook page ranter, And then I just obviously ended up where I ended up on NWO Truth Mass Radio.
And
or however that's said. I mean, that's such a long title. I know I'm going to screw it up the first time I'm on air saying it.
Mass Media.
Truth Mass Media, yeah. Yeah. I'll never remember how that goes off. It's sort of like at the end of...
Better write it down.
Yeah, I got to write it down. NWO Truth Mass Media, yeah.
Oh, what I was doing with the show, because, you know, I was inspired by a lot of different talk radio hosts, and, you know, Mancow was one of them, so I always had the funny sound clips in mind, and the thing was...
I always like ones like Howard Stern, Mancow, people like them, because I like them, you know? But I don't want to be like the next Howard Stern or the next Mancow or the next Alex Jones. I just want to be me, eternity. And be respected for my individuality.
Well, like I said,
that's who I want to be known as. I want to be known as the real E for Eternity, the guy who actually is just really just someone who just has a natural love for people, a natural love for God and country, and a natural love to want to save this country and wake people up with the knowledge that we have, you know. Because there's a lot of people out there, more and more people are waking up every day. 13 years later, there's been a lot more people waking up to what the New World Order has been doing. So because that has been happening, even though there's a reluctancy to act, it's because fear has been set in motion. I guarantee you, with more knowledge, you'll wipe away fear.
That's for sure. And that's what we got to do. You got to get rid of that fear. I've got a clip right for that, too. I got tons of it. Here's a clip about fear.
They feel the fear. And when there's fear, that means they can do anything they want. The door is open. Come on in. Take what you want. Because this man cannot stop us.
That's right. You're afraid of what they might do to you, what they might take away from you. You need to shed the fear. So
yeah.
We here, when we get on the radio, we have to do it without any fear. I have to be able to come on here and expose the crimes of this government, expose the crimes of governments from not only here but around the world, expose how your rights are being shredded from you, how they're being taken, how they're being abused each and every day. And I've got to do it without fear, without any fear of repercussion, or else I couldn't come on here and talk to you like this. I don't want to say this because I don't want to offend somebody doing that, and I don't want to say nothing that would hurt this person's feelings. No, I'm going to come out and tell you straight out what's going on. I don't care. They can come and try and take me away, put me in a jail, kill me for all I care. You know? Make me a martyr.
Yeah, I'd gladly take death over slavery any day. That's E for Eternity's outlook on life. Because I know where I'm going when I die.
Than you can
I'm going to heaven. And that's it.
I don't care where I go when I die. That's really not... I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. I'm hoping, you know, I'll go upstairs. Be able to sit down with the old boy. See the old man. See the uncle. See the ones that I've lost before. I'm hoping that that's where I'll go. I'm hoping that maybe I'm earning my spot doing that, by putting out the truth to people, by trying to help my fellow man and woman and tell them, you know, hey, you're getting screwed over. You're getting fucked over each and every day. Stop it. Here's how. Here's the what we need to do. Here's the solution. Your problem? Solution. Now all we need is the action. Enacting the solution.
Yeah,
and
like,
I believe that's coming soon.
I see an awful lot of Christians who read a lot of end times prophecy, but they miss a lot of signs in the times. I read the same end times prophecy they do, but I don't miss it. And I don't get how I don't miss it, but they do. And it's the same things that you and I can agree upon. Like, okay, like heart machines, heart weather machines. And the Bible talks about crazy weather around the world. Things like that, to that nature. Christians don't want to talk about these things because they can't handle it.
I don't know what they're going to do
it's like, come on.
When the shit hits
it's not
the fan.
A point of can't handle it. because you have to handle it, because you're getting screwed over by your government. You're having issues in your world. Your world is being is turning in ways around you that you don't realize. You're being hypnotized through the TV. Your government's checking your emails randomly. You have no privacy post 9/11. You don't have the freedom you had pre 9/11. The church needs to wake up and start joining the movement of the people that are waking up.
That's right. Well, yeah, I've seen how the archaic ways of the church have held people down. And not just in Christianity, but
too.
Catholicism, Judaism, all of it. You know, it's really keep people in check. No, I implore some of these pastors and priests and what have you, when you get up and take your pulpit, say, look, people, look what's going on around in this world. And, hey, you think the power of prayer is going to help, by all means, give it a shot. But at some point in time, you've got to stand up.
You have to take responsibility for your own actions and get up and act.
Mm-hmm.
Even Israel and the Old Testament knew when to go to war.
Sometimes you got to fight in order to stay free. Like the old saying goes, every now and then the tree of liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And we've got to put aside this fear that, I can't just die. I can't just go to jail. You know, no, you've got to put aside this fear that these people actually have authority. It's fiction. It's a big fictitious lie of government. All it is written on a piece of paper. And guess what? If no one enforces that piece of paper and nobody cares about that piece of paper, then that piece of paper makes it fiction. It does not. It ceases to be a lawful document and starts to become, just another piece of freaking paper. We only have so much longer.
And what people need to do, what I'm going to say on the anniversary of the day after 9/11, which could get E for Eternity in trouble, start calling my house more frequently to find out if I'm all right. And if I don't answer the phone, start worrying. Start 3D printing your own weaponry and making your own ammunition, because your government is not going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have the right to bear arms, but just the ones that we tell you you can. That's not what it says. That's not what
so
it says.
So start Googling how to 3D print, how to make guns out of 3D printers. Start Googling how to make your weaponry. Start Googling how to make your ammunition. And start getting out there and doing it. And go look for websites on how to hide your guns.
There you go. You don't need these permits and all this other crap to own a firearm in this country. That's what the law says. If we're going to follow along by the law, then let's just institute the simplest one. The one that's been written and everybody supposedly holds up in such high regard, let's enforce the Constitution. If no one's willing to stand up and enforce the Constitution, then we really need to take a big step back and look at what we're exactly going to be fighting for.
What?
Now that might be Dennis.
Yeah, I'm back, man. I just now came in the door.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, E. Yeah, I would have been here sooner, man, but you know how it is with family, man. I got to talking and...
How it is.
I tried to move as fast as I could.
I was trying to bug you and message you so much, but I was like, well, it's going to be 9:30. I might want to say something to him. But I've got a one-minute, one more birthday thing for you, and then we can get your callers in over there as well. Here you go, bud. This is for you, Dennis Ford. Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Well, another fucking year has come and gone. So grab your fucking party hat and put that fucker on. We're gonna drink a lot of fucking beer and smoke a lot of fucking pot. And if you're supposed to work tomorrow, better call and tell us to fuck off. Happy fucking birthday to you. All your fucking friends are here and your fucking family too. Hope you get some fucking action, fucking drink until you spew. Happy fucking birthday to you. Well, we're gonna go out and hit every fucking bar. Your drinks are on the house, yeah, you're the fucking star. Get all fucking drunk and rowdy. turn some fucking heads. Gonna party down so fucking hard, we're gonna tear this down to fucking shreds. Happy fucking birthday to you. All your fucking friends are here and your fucking family too. Hope you get some fucking action, fucking drink until you spew. Happy fucking birthday to you. I said happy fucking birthday to you.
Happy birthday, brother.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
I think I just broke the record for the amount of times that the F word was said in a minute on this either network, maybe.
That was good stuff, man. I like it.
I'm glad you liked
it.
Yeah, man.
I searched hard and wide
on YouTube for that. I typed in happy fucking birthday and hit enter, and that came up. So.
That was awesome, Lee.
That'll work.
I just wanted to give you something a little bit more personal from how I talk as opposed to, you know, just the Beatles song that we played at the beginning of it. But it's all about you tonight, man. Happy fucking birthday, brother.
Thank you, man. And like I said, I didn't want to miss some of the show, but it had to be done. You know, like I said, there was a window there. I had to take the opportunity. But again, we do have... you know, after the second hour ends, we do have a little bit of studio time, so we can carry over a little bit. We do have some callers over here, not really sure who they are. I guess I can check them out before we bring them in, but we do have some people with their hands up. So we'll get to that in a minute.
I'm sure hanging on there for a minute as well. We threw it out. We wanted everybody to get a chance to call in and give you a big old happy birthday and say that to you. I've also got more people over here with their hands up as well, so.
Right on. So, yeah, we can do that. We can take some callers here.
Well, I'll let you kick it off, everybody.
Let's see who we got here. Let's see. 347, you're live.
Hey, folks.
Hello.
How are you all?
Good, good.
How y'all doing? This is Hotep Kenyatta.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm good. Happy birthday to you. By the way, they're going to come faster and faster. When you hit my age, it goes in about a day. So enjoy these. Just the other day, I was 18, and now I'm almost an elder, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I can already feel it, man. It feels like, you know, it feels like my birthday just happened, and again today. So, yeah, it's starting to fly now. I'm getting a little PO'd about that.
Yeah, I think because our metabolism shifts as we get older, and so time seems to travel faster, even though it really isn't. It's something crazy going on. But we, in terms of patriotism and the nation, the governments tend to work not for the people, but for, well, not for the average person, but for the oligarchs and the extremely financially rich. But even on that level, what happens is, even in the progressive conscious community, there are divisions. There isn't the unity with the females. There isn't the unity with Native Indians. And there isn't the unity with black folks. So what happens often is, even if the system is changed, there doesn't seem to be equity. What I mean by that is the Constitution, when it was originally written, wasn't really respectful of women. My daughter, my wife, your mother, your grandmother, nor was it respectful of Native Indians, who really are the original patriots, nor was it respectful of Africans. So we have a problem, because if we're going to take the country back to a certain time, that time would mean sexism and racism. And so we have to decide, do we want a world where we take it back to a point where it's only beneficial to a select group, or do we want all children to inherit a nation where, regardless of their, you know, skin color or socioeconomic status, they have an opportunity to be respected and see their dreams come true. And Occupy Wall Street bothered me, because they didn't really focus on fundamentally ending the abuses of Haiti and Africa and the Caribbean and South America. It was more about how do we get a piece of, you know, that wealth that is stolen from around the world.
That's a good point. You know, I'm thinking that a lot of people really would not be going back to the, you know, saying they go back to a time when people, it's just going to be generally accepted to be sexist or racist out in this day and age. I think we've had to really take a long look at what liberty is. I mean, liberty for one man may not be liberty for another man, but as long as that man is not intruding upon the rights physically of another, then he's free to go and do what he's saying. And that's, you know, where I've agreed with a lot of these people that have said, oh, if a guy was going to put up a no blacks allowed in their restaurant nowadays, they could do that, and you'd be fine with that. And I'm, well, yeah, I would, because they've got a business. Definitely within a week. I mean, in this day and age, and if they didn't go out of business within a week, they wouldn't do very well. I mean, I'm sorry, it's not the majority of this country is not looking at these things in favorable light anymore. We don't look upon that stuff that way. But you've got to be able and be willing to accept that others still do, and they have the right to do that. They can look that way, and if they're running a business, they don't want people coming in just because of the color of their skin. Hey, some people are still dumb, okay? That's just the way they are, and you've got to allow them to be dumb so then everyone can see just what dumb is. If you leave these examples of stupidity out in the public, then people have a tendency to know how to avoid them. And Dennis, we got a good friend over here. He's got his hand up, ready to say a good happy birthday to you, ladies and gentlemen. Glitch Johnson, how you doing tonight, bud?
Hey, good. Hey, happy birthday, Dennis. You there, Dennis?
Well, anyway, he was there.
Happy birthday, man. I hope you're still listening.
He was there. Surprisingly,
But yeah, you made some good points, Lee.
He's probably screening callers right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you made some really good points, dude.
Well, I'm trying to. It works from time to time. This old brain, you know, every now and then, it'll connect with the mouth and actually make a little bit of sense. But I mean, really, we've got to look at it as is it right for us to tell somebody who owns a business and runs a business that they can't put any sign up or keep out any people that they want out of that business? Would that be an indictment upon their rights by us? And I think that would. Shows out their freedom of speech and their freedom to run their property the way they see fit. It doesn't mean that it's right. Go ahead.
I don't think it's right that a business, you know, tells us, you know, what to do, period. You know what I mean? Just because they're a business and they happen to be what? Legislating, let's say.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. Caller. Yeah, caller. And Lee, you know, everybody on the phone here. Lee, I know you got some callers too, and I have some callers coming up too. But we do have Brandon Council with us. Mr. Council is now live. I don't know if he's been on the show tonight, but welcome, Brandon.
It's not.
Yo, yo. Happy birthday, mofo.
Well, thank you, sir.
And we got Mariska with us too, man. Mariska wanted to say up as well.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Thank you. I didn't know if you were going to sing to me again.
Well, you want to sing for me? I can sing for you live. Let's do it. Oh my God! All right, you ready? Here you go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm gonna do it up Marilyn Monroe style. All right, hang on, I gotta get into character.
Oh shit!
Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dennis. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I can't believe I just did that. Oh, my word. You must be special.
That was awesome.
That was great. Dennis, you were back screening calls, man. Glitz Johnson is also over here. Wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
I thought I heard
dude.
Glitz, man. Thank you, Glitz.
You heard me?
Long time.
Hey, no problem, dude.
Yeah, I got you, man. Long time friend of mine. I've known Glitz for a few years now, man. Good friend of mine. So thank you, Glitz. I really appreciate it.
Well,
what? No song, Glitz?
Yeah, Glitch, you going to sing too?
Well, I could bring my guitar out and play a song, but I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Good, just bust out the old guitar here.
Do you hear Kermit the Frog?
Oh, my God, here we go.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hi, ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hi, ho.
If anything, man, it's cool that you just called in, man. Because, like I said, we got callers backed up all over the place over here. And, you know, and I'm sure these guys have a few as well. But, you know, it's a good thing, man. You know, people coming out and showing support and all that.
How many people can you get on the show without?
Oh.
I mean, how many?
Yeah, we can get 100. Yeah, we can get up to like 100. At one time.
Yep. So.
Hey, you guys mentioned Trailer Park, my boys earlier, eh? They're from they're from outside. I know those boys. They're from outside Halifax. I went to school with. Remember the character Corey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I went through school with that guy. He's amazing. That man's talented.
Yeah. He actually directed a couple of the new season's episodes.
Yeah. Did you guys check out the last movie they did? Funny as hell. Oh, my God. I couldn't stop
laughing. They're doing the Santa Claus Go Fuck Yourself tour, too. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's December 3rd. They're going to be in Kansas City. That's the closest they're getting to me. And, I don't care if I got to hock off a leg and you know, hock it for gas money, but I'm going. I'm going. I love that show.
It's so good. I got to tell you, I'm pretty proud of that. I mean, not much comes out of Nova Scotia that's worthwhile watching. But that show put us on the map.
Definitely.
I don't know how many movies I've seen within the last 5 to 6 years that actually mentions Halifax, Nova Scotia because of those guys.
There you go.
You never
would have heard too much about it if it weren't for that. And I think that's fucked. What do you think, Bubbles?
I think this is totally fucked.
Yep, see? Even Bubbles.
What about the kids?
You got Bubbles.
No,
you gotta
that's
the same bullshit you laid on me last time, dog. So go on with your drunk VLT playing, smelling like hamburger helper, drunk motherfucker.
Yeah, Corey, get it. That's my boy. No, you guys saying earlier about how there's awakening going on. You know, the veil's being lifted, and I swear to God, I feel it everywhere I go. And you know what? I live in Canada, and the corruption that is happening in this country, like, it's right along with you guys. I'm not kidding you. Our Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, I got a pin that hangs from my car window that says, Stephen Harper hates me. And I'll tell you what, he actually said out loud to the public that Nova Scotia is not considered really on his priority list of items. That we're pretty much the lowest point on the totem pole in his concern. And you know what? I got to tell you, I really want this guy out of Congress. I can't stand him. And I'm not saying that it's because he's trying to Americanize us, because I lived in California for 5 years. I love the U.S., U.S. of A. all the way. But I live Canada too. And the things that are going on here, they're trying to pass a law right now in legislation where you have to submit a criminal background check to be, like, to work anywhere.
It's
not through your company, it's through a third party. And they guarantee you by word and paper, you don't sign anything, you don't have any right to, it has to be done. And then they say, oh, yes, we're going to shred the documentation. Yeah, right. This is a huge, in my opinion, conspiracy theory where they're going to gather all the information they got and pick out who is which and where, just like, you know, the whole Facebook phenomenon. And I'm not saying, like, I'm, you know, a big-time conspiracy theorist, but There's just something up with this. And I don't know, is that happening with you guys over there? Like, are you, is this with what happening with you with respect to criminal background checks? And I don't mean like, you know, like if you're,
yeah.
I mean, if you're working at a daycare center, I understand that, you know, or if you're
a terroristic threat, they'll stop us before we even get to the airport or the job interview.
Jesus.
Yep.
Yep.
They consider you a domestic terrorist.
I mean, like,
and,
I've got nothing
you're
to hide.
Much,
you know
done.
What I mean?
And,
like I got nothing to hide, but I just feel like it's an infringement on my personal privacy. Like, we have the FOIPOP Act here, which is Freedom of Information and Personal Privacy, right? And there's certain things that, you know, an employer is not allowed to ask you in Canada. And I don't know if it's the same in the States right now, but, you know, one of them is sexual orientation, obviously, and the other is if you're pregnant, if you have children, all those kinds of things. And I understand that there's a background check on that person when they're hired, but if you work for somebody for 10 years and all of a sudden they want a criminal background check on the entire workforce, and it's not just your workforce, but it's all across Canada, there's something going on.
Yeah, I don't even know. Is that legal?
Yeah, from a third party.
I wouldn't even know I wouldn't know the laws of Canada and how that works up there, but you know, it may differ. I mean, I believe down here it would be a violation of your constitutional rights, to be quite honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it, too. Anyway, I don't know. I just thought I'd bring it up because, you know, it's part of what you guys talk about, and truth is the truth, and I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
for
they
sure.
Do
it's
that,
nice.
They do that in the States, but, I mean, I don't know if they do that, like, after you've been at a job for 10 I mean, I personally never held a job for 10 years, so I have no idea if they do that after, like, you know, 10 years or if they do it periodically or what, but I know that, like, they do that at first, and, yeah, I know that they're not supposed to discriminate, and, yeah, I'm sure the person hiring you probably knows that they're not supposed to discriminate either, but I'm pretty sure that that probably does happen, so...
Oh, it does. You tell them, oh, yeah, I smoked a joint last night. What are they going to do? Discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a teacher, you're fired. Honest to God, they can fire you.
Well, yeah, they'll do it at a multitude of companies. Yeah, just if they think that you smoke pot. Yeah, you know, your hair is long. You probably smoke pot. You know,
yeah,
we'll find the company's decided that we're going to go in a different direction, and you're not going to be a part
now,
of it.
No, it's not long hair anymore, boys. It's fear the beard.
Well, I got both, so I guess I'm, you know, pretty much fucked.
I swear to God, it's sickening. I see these 20-year-olds walking around with these long fucking beards on their face, and it's like, who are you trying to be?
Oh, what kills me is the Abraham Lincoln's coming back here in the States, and I don't know what the fuck that's about. I mean, grow a mustache, you puss.
My brother would have to agree. Oh my God.
Even my buddy, a good friend of mine, he can't grow all that good of a mustache as it is, but it still comes in all scraggy. He still wears it like that because he's like, well, I'm not going to go to the age week.
I'd
rather look all scraggy than look like Abe Lincoln.
Well, I know.
Like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, shoot, man. We're running down here to the last minutes of our live stream here. We'll probably do a little bit of overtime, hang out with the birthday boy for a little bit longer. If you want to join in, you have to call in, ladies and gentlemen, and you can call in at Truth Emerges at 347-855-8301 or to NWO Truth Radio, and that is 805-830-8329.
And don't fear, knowledge is power.
That's
right.
For sure.
That's what people forget. That's the most powerful weapon you can
have.
Yeah, that's the most powerful weapon we have is knowledge. So we have to keep doing that. Lee Pierre,
yes,
I want to let you know, we do have Captain America on hold too. Mr. Steve Rogers called that tonight.
We definitely got Captain America in because, you know, Captain America is my hero.
Yeah, we
got
to talk to Captain America. Lee's
right
here in the live feed.
All right,
know?
Boys. I'm gonna pop off and let you guys get to it. And
don't
you guys forget. Don't you mofos forget the late show, man, while you were sleeping there hour after the super show here.
Yeah,
yep.
Brandon, I think that if I'm up, I might just pop over and while I'm awake.
There you go.
I haven't hardly been able to sleep for days. So you know what? I'll definitely probably pop over and say what's up and give a big old
right
shout out.
Right
on. Christmas.
Right on.
I know that feeling, man.
All right. Well, Dennis, you have a happy, happy birthday, baby.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right.
And definitely, if you can, you know, if you're social media or whatever, shoot me a message or something sometime. We'll catch up and get you on the show or something.
Absolutely.
All right.
You got it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that was awesome. A lot of people turned out tonight. Brandon,
you got saying
Brandon,
happy
if you want, man.
Marilyn Monroe style to you, man. I'm envious.
Yeah, that was awesome, to say the least. But like I said, we'll get Steve in here before we cut out here in the last 5 minutes and go into overtime. And Brandon, yeah, I'll be hanging out with you later on. I'll call in for a few. It's been a while since I've been on while you were sleeping or the late show there.
Yo, yo.
Be over there.
Whoa.
What you got going on the late show tonight there, Brandon?
Same shit, different day, man. Just more disappointments by the day as my reality unfolds. We're going to do a little bit of, I don't know, quantum physics, some semantics, some ad-lib, quadratic equations. I don't know, man. We'll do the whole nine. We'll have a whole college course, man.
Sounds great.
That'll work.
Captain America.
Shit. Yeah, let's get Steve in here because he did bring up a good point while I was screening him. And also before we bring him in, a good friend of mine, Mr. Larry Reed, me and him were talking too, and he said he just, if anything, wanted to say happy birthday. So thank you again, Larry, and I'll talk to you soon. But, yeah, let's talk to Steve and see what's on his mind here. Captain America, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Happy birthday again, Dennis.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I wanted to touch on what you guys were speaking about before and getting to how the churches have to get involved in this movement. And whenever a Southern Poverty Law Center lists a pastor as one of the top 10 extremists in the country, that's the pastor that you want to go to, you know. And you got a guy named Chuck Baldwin out in Montana, and his church is called Liberty Fellowship. It's a perfect name. This guy, they call him the Guns and God Pastor. Not only does he out pastors throughout the country, and he goes out of his way to do it, if you go to his website, and that's ChuckBaldwinLive.com, he's got a whole list of every state. And if you click on that state, you can find every church within that state that is a Liberty Church. The guy is just amazing. He ran for president in 2008 under the Constitution Party. He's been quoted as saying, to take away Americans' rights to semi-automatic rifles is to fully disarm them. There's no liberty without the semi-automatic rifle, and we're not going to surrender our firearms, period. So this guy is a guy that anybody who's, even if you're not church-going, if you are, a Christian and you want to follow a pastor he has a whole write-up on the Black Regiment. If you're not familiar with the Black Regiment, those are, they were the very first, the forefront of the Revolutionary War. They were the pastors that led the movement of the Revolutionary War, and he has a whole historical narrative on that. Again, the guy is amazing. He is one of the top 10 extremists listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center list of extreme Americans. They call them far right wing, of course. But he's a guy that is the epitome of what you guys were talking about earlier. And I just wanted to throw his name out there for anybody listening, because go to his website. There's a whole wealth of knowledge there.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you for that, Steve. And you too, man. You're more than welcome anytime that we do shows, man. Anytime you see a link or anything up. I don't know if we're connected on Facebook or whatever, but I'm sure you're friends with Lee Pierre or somebody. So you're always more than welcome.
Austin, and I might be. I've got about 3,000 friends out there on Facebook. So Steve Rogers, you'll see the Captain America symbol there, and that's who I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
pretty sure we're friends, so.
That'll work. So, yeah, we're going to go into overtime here. We got about a minute left in the live stream. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and showing support. And, thanks for all the happy birthday wishes and all the good stuff. And I wish I could have been more in tune I've been a bigger part of the show tonight, but I did have my hands full. So either way, great show tonight, though, man.
You
know, we had a good time.
I'm highly highly jealous. Highly jealous of you. Got an old Marilyn Monroe singing happy birthday song to you and shit. Like, man, I ain't never. That's man. Now I'm all jealous.
Yeah, what can I say,
good thing
man?
I don't like celebrating my birthday.
Not much I can say.
That's a good. Hey, man, that's like I said, man. That's an excellent birthday present. To be quite honest, I'd take that every year. Well, you know, and maybe a bottle of
Yeah, that kind of made the night, you know. Yeah, I mean, again, you know, it's another year to being on the planet Earth here. But I'm celebrating just making it, man. I'm so happy that I'm still alive, man. And that's not saying that I live a dangerous lifestyle or anything. I'm just saying you never know. Tomorrow's not promised. So it's a beautiful thing, man, to actually celebrate, you know, my life today. And we got about an hour left in it, so I'm going to continue to do that. You know, over time here we might play some music, you know, because overtime is for music. I got a couple tunes I might play, if anything. But, you know, we can do a little bit of overtime here. I do have another caller that called in before we cut off the live stream. So I might screen them, see who see what's going on with them, bring them in, talk to them, and then we'll continue on. And then, like I said, later on tonight we got the live show, the late show with Brandon Council. And
that's right. And
recommend
he's
everybody check
you,
that out.
Just a college course. So, you know, you get ready because you do learn with Brandon.
That's what always is.
That's for sure. Well, man, if you want, we can play a song right now and kick this overtime off with some tunes. And you can screen callers or whatnot. I'll play something here real quick if it's all right with you.
What you got in mind? What you got lined up?
I was thinking, you know, a little bit of Serious Minor, maybe.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, run it out. Go ahead and play that. I don't know how long it is. I don't know how long
it
is, but yeah, I got some tunes lined up that we're going to play tonight before we get out of here. So anybody that's on the line now, you know, Steve, I know Steve's still got an open mic, but we're going to mute everybody for a few minutes here, and I'm going to check out the rest of these callers, and we'll be right back after some Serious Minor.
That's right. Just about
here on the Friday night show.
Here's Serious Minor with You're Kidding Me, just about 4:19, and if you got a second, you know, you can think about it. Here we go, kids.
Back with another one on the block, rock. I never smoked that cigarette.
Yeah, that's right. Serious Minor right here on the Dennis Ford Happy Birthday Show. Happy birthday once again to you, brother. And he might still be screening callers. But we'll bring back in the caller we got over here. We got Glitch over here. And Dennis is back screening callers again, Glitch. So you can say anything bad about him that you want. And he won't hear it till tomorrow. Or am I all alone here? Apparently, I'm all alone. Just my lonesome. I'm Ronery. So Ronery. Well, everybody's still screening calls, so I might just play another song. let's see. Let's find one good. Ah, here's one. Since we were talking about Trailer Park Boys, here's one more for you kids.
Hold on, Lee.
Lecter and Horde, oh, take
there
two.
There you go. You come back? Can we get you back?
Yeah.
I'm just talking to myself.
Yeah, man, I was just checking out a caller. It was actually a caller that gives you crap on your show sometimes. So, 515 area code. You have to excuse me. I forgot. I don't know. Let's bring him in real quick, see what he says. Hey, man, what's going on? Welcome. I'll
hey,
let you
up?
Tell Lee what you told me.
Yeah, Chucklehead Nimrod.
Oh, there he is, the Reverend. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. No, I just try to point out because, you know, I've seen some folks and heard some stories about folks recently getting all upset over the 9/11 thing, and a family member witnessed a lady tonight crying over video footage. I think, you know, people are getting upset and emotional. Consider that, you know, rather than getting emotional, maybe you should get upset because, you know, these things are... You consider the situation 6 months prior to the 9/11 attacks, we wanted a pipeline to Afghanistan. We were refused that pipeline. We ignore our allies when dealing with an extremist country. You know, these countries over there have been at war for 8,000 years or so. They've been doing extreme things to each other for 8,000 years. It's not unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
But we ignore Europe. They tell us there's an attack coming. We ignore everybody else. Now, why would our government, when dealing with extremists, ignore all these warning signs? Well, because we wanted that war. We wanted action, and consider what's going on now. We're going to war again because of, you know, infuriating the public with video footage. You know, you want brutality? Look around you all the time, man. Look up YouTube, police brutality. You can see brutality all day, every day here in the U.S. We don't worry about the 19-year-old girl who was put in a coma for being slammed into a wall by the police officers. We don't worry about that. We worry about the extremists in a foreign country. We ain't worried about what's going on here at home. Now, you want the soldiers to earn their pay, put them to work here at home. There's lots of stuff to do at your home. We got pollution all over the place needs to be cleaned up. We got all kinds of things. I'd be more than willing to have my tax dollars go to the soldiers for hazard pay for cleaning up stuff here at home, for dealing with the crime syndicates, the hassles going on all over the place. We got, you know, there's reports of American soldiers being, or American citizens being drugged across the border. Of the Sierra Nevada Mountains when they're being hit and they're hiking up the mountains or whatnot, being drugged down across the border for ransom. Why don't we have soldiers patrolling there rather than sitting over in Iran and Iraq and Turkey and Afghanistan and all these third world countries that have been fighting over the same patches of land for 8,000 years? You know, it's going to keep going.
Yeah, real quick, I know we were talking in the screening room, but what you were talking about, man, with the Hollywood budget. You know, you see Hollywood films that are better than this ISIS bullshit decapitation
video.
Yeah. You know, we don't even know if that happened. But also, on top of that, you know, if you're into that kind of shit, you know, I'm not particularly a big fan of watching gore and shit like that. But there is stuff out there where you can
actually
see it.
In special effects, they've got squib packets, which is a small, very small explosive that projectile blood. You've got latex. Yeah, they've got different ways that they can build up latex where you can cut it, and it looks like real meat inside. It'll bleed. It'll do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question of whether someone was actually killed or not. I mean, we have what we get from the media, and we know everything in the media is filtered. Everybody knows that. The stories
mm-hmm.
you see on TV. I mean, you're watching the news one night, it's murder and destruction. The next night, it's fluff stories about kittens falling out of trees, you know, a fireman going to the rescue. You know, like, what, why are we wasting our time watching this? You hear about, you know, school districts having problems, you know, out of the county that the news is on about. But they're talking about these really small things, you know, bus routes being disrupted. You hear about these things, but what's really going on? Because we don't hear the whole story. I mean, every time a celebrity dies, every time a celebrity gets killed, every time a celebrity overdoses on something or other, kills themselves or whatnot, we have 2 weeks of news on that. But every time that happens,
mm-hmm.
there's something going on behind the scenes, we ain't being told. It's a smokescreen.
Absolutely.
All this stuff keeps going on, and until we start paying attention, it's going to keep going on. But we go on about our daily lives and we ignore it all. We're going to war again. We're sending our young men off to war when we've got soldiers that are, you know, able to sniper people from 1,000 miles. But we're sending entire
right.
troops into war in hostile territory to fight battles that have been going on for a long time. I mean, you know, name a time in history where the Middle East wasn't at war.
Well, they don't call it sacrifice for your country for nothing.
Right,
oh,
the war zones never get quiet, man.
Young men and women, you know, we got problems here at home. We got plenty of stuff for soldiers to do. You know, there's plenty of work to be done here at home. Rather than going to foreign countries fighting over fuel we don't need. You know, it's all over oil we don't need. We got electric vehicles that are being pushed off the market by oil companies. But why are we using them? We know it's killing us. We know it's killing the environment around us, but we don't care. We'd rather make that almighty dollar bill. You know,
mm-hmm.
we got medicine that would cure people, but we can't use that medicine because, well, you know, we don't really want people cured. We want to keep treating them. As long as we keep pumping them full of pills, keep them inebriated and out of circuit. You know, we don't want healthy people. We want them slightly sick so we can keep feeding them pills. Yeah, the whole industry, everything's all about almighty dollar. Chasing after that gold, that representation of gold that we don't even have. The Federal Reserve is, you know, reportedly probably empty at this point. It's loaned out everywhere else.
That's why they're pushing this.
How much money I can make you give up?
Yeah, it's not even about how much money you make anymore. It's about how many digits can I get in my bankroll on the computer because none of that money's even real.
Right. It's about debt. Money, real money, is in debt. If I can get you to owe me money, then you owe me everything. And I can take everything
mm-hmm.
at any given time because you owe me. It's about generating debt. And you know, there's a mighty dollar. And the mighty dollar comes down to a slip of paper that we assign value to. Because it only has the value we assign to it. You walk them out
of
the desert with no food, no water. You give them $100 bills, they ain't worth squat to him. Because you ain't got food and water, it don't mean nothing.
Speaking of the mighty dollar, I do have a song that pertains to that that I definitely want to hear tonight. So, I want to thank you for calling in, but we're shooting around doing so much chaos here tonight. So,
I
want to play another tune.
I just want people to hear. You know, people need to hear it once in a while. They need to put it in perspective. Precious stones, we assign that value. It's just rocks, man. It's stuff we dig out of the ground. It's nothing. Potatoes worth more. You can eat a potato. You can't eat gold.
There you go.
It's just mediable.
I'm
going to get off here.
All right, thanks,
man. Yeah, real
quick,
if you want, man, if you want to hang out. Yeah, if you want to hang out for about 4 minutes, I'm going to play a tune.
Yeah.
We'll get you
no
and
worries.
Steve back in here, and we'll, you know, keep continuing the conversation. But I do want to play this song tonight because you were talking about the Mighty Dollar, and I have a particular song that's titled that. I don't know if you're a big fan of hip-hop music, but this is not really hip-hop. This is a lot of information crammed into a particular song. So I do want to play that. Lee, if you got anything to add, now would be the time, and we'll come back.
Hell yeah. Let's rock it. I know what you're going to play, so yeah.
All right. So, yeah, a good friend of mine, I would like to say that. I mean, I don't know him personally, but we did have a good conversation last night and the night before, and hopefully he'll come back soon. I know I know things are hectic in his life and he's busy, but definitely check out Payday Monsanto. Go to paydaymonsanto.com, get his music, especially if you're into real music. You know, I'm not even going to say real hip hop. I'm going to say real music, period, because nobody does what this guy does. Glitch, I know you know.
Oh yeah.
Glitch knows all about it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'd like to know who does some of his guitars, dude. So next time you have a show,
yeah,
dude,
man,
make sure you get me. I want to call and talk to him about that. Especially that.
Yeah, that's my fault, man. Last night we were shooting around and I didn't know when he was going to join us. He was working on some stuff and he called in, so it was just I had to do it at the time. But yeah, he's coming back. We're going to do a show. Actually, it'll probably be an old school show with me, Brandon, and Brian, and anybody else that wants to join. But we're going to take it back to when we first started getting him on. And Glitch, I know you remember those shows. You know, that was back in Zone 4D and, you know, the other days.
Yep.
And Brandon knows as well. Brandon knows what I'm talking about. But, yeah, we're going to play this tune. Yeah, we're going to play this tune, Brandon, because you brought it up. You were talking about the Mighty Dollar. And just our caller was just bringing up all this, and this is what it all boils down to, the Mighty Dollar. And people will sell their goddamn soul for a piece of paper, and we'll be right back here in about 4 minutes.
Or
on
a cheeseburger.
Show. Yeah, or a cheeseburger. Whatever you can give them.
Give me a cheeseburger.
Give me a
cheeseburger. Cheeseburgers, man.
Can I get a large lie with that, please? A big bag of lies.
Yeah, I need a bag of lies with my Mighty Dollars. So, yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to jam out a little bit.
Damn, I ain't blessed this old mic in a minute.
What's going on, girl? How you been?
You know, I don't give a fuck what people may say. To me, you're one of 6.9 billion. Yes. All the diamonds. But one sweet kiss. I try to make things concise, yes and nice. Despite them tendencies to want to brag and boast, I'm obligated to promote nothing but good. Try to do what I can in the stagnant hope. Spark a spliff in the whip, take a drag and smoke. Ride around with canned goods and bags of coats for the less fortunate folks up in the hood. You know I know a ton of cats that do a lot of stuff. Still at the end of the day, yo, they feel it's not enough. Establishment provide a paper thing, God the trust. And most religion been bought the fucking farm. When confronted with poverty, crime and death, your so-called leaders suddenly go blind and deaf. But once it hits suburbia, no time is left. War gets waged, everybody's up in arms. I represent the 10% upon the lunatic fringe, who insist insurrection is soon to begin. Some talk amongst ourselves, and yes, we contend that it already happened, and well, I'm one of them. Revolution, I believe, is in its infancy. Fragile, so we must handle carefully. Understand every little intricacy. Innocent casualties, that's a sheer nightmare to me. People, please, keep collateral damage at ease. Let them dehumanize you, they can murder you with ease. Some drums commit rarities. Kicks and snares appease my nostrils right along with the air I breathe. But it's unwise, dealing with middlemen enterprise. Incorporated invisibly, recognize the lies that lie beyond the eyes. They hide behind disguise ritually, like them Jimmy Swagger cats that front religiously. But obviously lack the strict discipline that is the key. So they block like shots by Mookie Blaylock in the door to their knowledge of truth. I had all my net worth in a hefty single. Now I'm lavish and glad, like I sold a catchy jingle down on Madison Ave. But I hit the Super 7 with some numbers I got from Psychic Sue. 3.2 million, fuck you. Sometimes I get the feeling the only thing that matters is the dollar. Most of the times you can bet that I'm mighty sure there's not a lot of things that most wouldn't do for the mighty dollar. Got you on a leash, it's like llama and geese. Come out the crease after the progress cease. You get fleeced, it's like priest trying to process peace amongst beasts. Though it's nice and modern life trife, it don't suffice. Plans ain't right, nicks and bitches like nicks in they lice. Just like wires get spliced and tires get sliced.
Uh-huh.
Your liars get diced, cross rivals precise. Cause false idols entice, is it vital? You beat your Bible in the title of Christ. You can go into a booth and repeal any...
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I think we just lost NWO Truth Radio there.
kids. I thought they lost us, but apparently I'm still up here. It's like, Eva.
Yes.
Yes, apparently NWO.
You were off there for a minute.
Huh. It sounds like NWO got cut off. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to end the show then, I guess.
Okay, well, a big happy birthday to Dennis.
Okay, thanks, son. I wish he could hear you.
Well, you know, it went totally dead, and then I pushed one, and then it was silent, and then bada bing, bada boom, you appeared.
Yeah, I went and I was on this page. It said, thank you for using Blog Talk. It said goodbye, and I'm like, oh. So I jumped back over to Facebook to send him a message and, you know, say, hey, they just cut me off. And then I came back over here, and you were here with your hand up. I'm like, well, they didn't cut me off. They cut you guys off. Okay. So that's the tricks with simulcasting, you know. That's how it works. So.
Love and Blog Talk. Yay.
Oh, yeah. After
okay,
we were singing their praises.
One,
you too, hon. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.